When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, final hour. We're the Junkies, live on 106.7 The Fan. It's Bish and EB. You're listening to us also on Team 980, on 910 The Fan in Richmond. Monumental Sports Network, you're watching us. It's all presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We've been talking about it all morning. Remember, the holiday show is Friday, and it's not going to be here in the studio. We're not going to have bartenders here making us drinks or restaurants bringing us food and putting it right here on the table.
We're going to have food, though, right?
Have food, but it's going to be at the MGM Sportsbook.
Are we... Can you expand so on the on food? Let us know what you're thinking? Or is that a secret?
No. MGM's providing it for the staff. Listeners can get, I believe, the same breakfast or breakfast sandwiches from the bar up there. They'll have a menu for listeners.
We're kind of spoiled. Like, normally we eat like kings on our Christmas show.
Yeah, we do.
Right?
We've had some great restaurants.
Right, Dravy? Years and years of incredible food.
They're providing you breakfast.
Breakfast sandwiches?
I don't know.
Well, maybe not.
They said something about like a...
Probably big platters.
You've eaten breakfast at the JPO before. You go into that side room. They have a whole all these platters for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
But I'm not worried about that. I know we're going to have good food.
You do?
Okay. Yeah, we're going to have good food.
All right.
We're going to have good food and drinks.
Maybe from Voltaggio.
I don't know.
You guys will have your own signature cocktails.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
How's that working? Like, explain.
Yeah, who came up with that?
The food and beverage lady that's at MGM, they're putting together a signature cocktail named after you guys.
Oh. All right, it's our favorite cocktails?
It's each, they're doing a Junkies themed holiday cocktails that will be available for everyone there, and then...
So it's like mine going to be like an old fashioned?
No. They came up with three signature drinks, and we said, let's slap the Junkies names on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. Okay.
You'll enjoy them.
All right. I'm just asking questions.
Of course, you're complaining about the breakfast.
If it's breakfast sandwiches, I'm kind of complaining.
I don't even care.
It's like our feast. It's a feast.
I love breakfast sandwiches.
Not for the Christmas show.
When you're hungry, you
know what breakfast sandwiches are? That's what you get when you're on the highway.
Then you call Tim Seymour and tell him to bring you a steak.
Timmy doesn't work there.
He doesn't work at the phone
anymore. That's why.
Tim Seymour.
Making changes.
I'm fine with whatever they provide, I'm fine with it.
I'm not fine.
You know what? For the Junkies gift, someone sneaks some shrimp in their pants and give them to Eric.
Yeah, like we're used to having silly. We've had amazing food.
Breakfast would be great. It'd be great.
All right. You had hush puppies last year.
I don't remember.
And shrimp. The crab people come in.
Yeah, I like that. We had crabs, didn't we?
I don't know if we actually had crab.
I think we had crab cakes. Yeah. I don't know if we had crab.
Crab cakes.
Yeah.
That's great.
I think we had maybe oysters.
Oh, love oysters.
Fine.
I don't know if I want crab cakes and oysters for breakfast, though. I want eggs, bacon, potatoes.
Hey, if you want to hear EB complain about everything, come to the Junkies Holiday Show. Yeah. You can see it in person.
I'm just asking
see how
questions.
Irritated Drab and Valdez get.
I'm just asking
them.
Questions.
Hey, Drabby, can you tell people, seriously, they need to come down to the MJ
It's going
to
be a great time. Come on down.
You get to see Cakes drunk.
Yeah, Cakes always claims he's only going to have two beers. He ends up having a blood alcohol level of about 0.3.
Don't bring your own alcohol. They're going to search you when you come in. If you're going into the casino, it's like going into a restaurant. Can't do that.
And the good news is, literally, Rom's not allowed.
Rom will not ruin the show.
Yeah, he's not allowed.
He's going to be in Atlantic City.
He can't step foot in the property.
There's seating for everyone there. Like, it's going to be an awesome time. You guys are going to be like on a riser in the front.
And, of course, bring gifts.
Are we going to have a table in front of us?
You'll be on a little, yeah. You'll be on a table.
Just like we are when we do like the old poker shows or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
By the way, we have to start planning for a 30th anniversary. Right? We should probably sit down and have some meetings about that. It's coming up.
When is it?
About a year or so. We got to start thinking about it. I know that CK and I were
26.
We've been talking about Vegas.
Is that the 26th?
What do you mean?
No, I mean year.
Yeah.
2026.
Yeah, 2026.
I don't know, but it's like about a year away or something like that. If you
we should do
look
it. We should do it spring or summer of 26.
I just know that Vegas has been talked about.
Are we still under contract from 26?
I don't even know. I think so.
I don't even know when our contract expires.
I don't even know when we signed it.
I think we got 2 years left.
I don't even know how long it is. I don't know anything.
I think it's end of 26. I think. Could be wrong on that. But you wanted to talk about the hook and the junks.
Well, listen, we're doing a bit. You guys got a ping pong popper thingy, right? Where ping pong balls in the little hopper.
Yeah.
And then, so if you bring in one thing, we look at it, then we grab a random ping pong ball, and then you see
that
who gets it.
Determines who gets the gift.
Right. Now, what about some of our great clients, if they want to come in and give the junks gifts? What do we think about that?
I think they should.
Something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be a very receiving day.
I want them to give us money.
All right, let's go to Josh real quick. Let me see here. Josh, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Yeah, I got a few comments and thoughts on the drinking show. So first, I just find it hilarious that you're requesting custom breakfast plates. You got the guys behind the glass driving to East Bumble, Virginia, to pick up a lottery ball.
Well, that was their idea. That wasn't my idea.
All you got to do is show up and drink, and now you need custom eggs Benedict. I love it, man. But, hey, a couple things.
Are you going to come out? Are you going to come out?
Oh, I'm 100% coming out. I got a gift for one of you guys, only one, because I want you to fight over it.
Oh,
so that's one thing. I can't tell you what it is.
Do you know what it is?
Oh, that's awesome.
No, but that's the perfect spirit right there. That's
great Christmas spirit, Josh.
It's an awesome gift. So we got let's go deeper on this custom cocktail thing. Like this, you should have like a custom like Lurch Papa cocktail with dry ice and smoke and like green. Uh-huh. Or EB could have something like called the QB Whisperer or the Tingle. Like there's something big here. We need to refine this idea a little bit more.
Talk to the producer. It's all on them.
The producers have it in their minds.
What do you got for me?
What would you want your custom cocktail to be?
Well, I know what mine would be. I just can't say it on the air.
Why?
I just can't say it.
Because it's like it's.
I just can't. I'll tell you during the break.
Is it like a nasty title or something? It's like
no.
Famous name.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh man,
a nasty title.
Well, you know, like a sex on the beach.
Last thing. Pull. Have cake. Pull some strings and get Voltaggio Brothers to do steak and eggs in the morning. Like do a steak, but do steak and egg spread in the morning. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yes. We used to do that all the time. The Palm used to come in here and spoil us like you wouldn't believe.
Hey,
the Palm would come in here with lobster.
You guys have radio instincts. I have listener instincts. All right. Have a good day, guys.
All right. All right, thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Josh. Yeah. Although Josh has hammered me before. He's a diehard listener.
So he's going to come out. We want a bunch of people to come out.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great time.
I mean, it's just a party. It's going to be a party
at 6 a.m. People should come and say hello when we're at the Wizards game.
Definitely.
Right?
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be hard to see us if you don't have that kind of access. But
just scream at you.
Just scream. Yeah.
Yeah, yell out, junkies.
There's got to be plenty of tickets available. Right? Come to the Wizards game, hang with us.
And get your binoculars.
No,
you can see EB in his silly seat.
You can see his missing tooth from the 400 level.
It's possible. I was trying to get a dentist appointment for today.
Mm-hmm.
They won't see me until after the holidays. So,
man, you've been there like 7 times in the last couple weeks.
Well, not to this particular office, but yeah. Dude, yeah. I have so much that needs to be done. I still got to get like 2 more teeth pulled. Then I got it. Hey, whatever happened to the implant company? Like, we had a potential deal with them. Because I definitely need one implant.
Haven't heard back.
Maybe, or I might just go bridge. Get my second bridge. I don't know.
So you've got 2 more teeth that need to come out?
I have at least 2 that need to be pulled. I have 1 more.
Is that because they're dead, or are they bothering you? Why do they got to pull
dead.
Those? They're dead. The dead teeth.
Dead. The one in the back, dead, Dunsky, finito.
Does that one hurt? If it's dead, is it decayed?
Well, I guess it could get infected and stuff, so you got to get rid of it.
Right.
And then there's another one that say it's too far gone, going to have to get rid of that. And then I have one that probably needs another root canal. And then I need 2 more crowns.
Out.
That's a lot of work. Jeez. But I need to get rid of this because, like, I can't do any more alt casts. With a big friggin' hole on the side of my mouth.
Yeah,
you I actually still has a tooth there. You just can't tell.
You got to fill that thing.
Yeah, I need to get a. I need to get a friggin' implant, or I need to get a bridge.
Right. Drabby, we got to work on that for him.
Yeah, please. Can you do that? Can that be my Christmas gift?
I can't believe you got so many dead teeth. I mean,
he does, man.
About him like it's like clipping your fingernails or something. Ugh, that one's got to go. Got to go.
Yeah, I got 3 in a row right here that have a problem.
Mm.
And then I got to get a permanent crown on top of the root canal that just did. Yeah, dude, you're lucky you don't have teeth issues. You're lucky. You got hair issues.
Well, there's not a person on the planet who would take rotten teeth over being bald.
Really?
Come on.
Okay.
You know what, Scotty's vodka poll of the day. Would you rather have rotten feet or balding head?
Rotten teeth, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you just get them replaced. You can't get your hair replaced. I guess
sure
you could.
Yeah,
you gotta go fly a turkey. You gotta go fly a turkey.
I'm talking about rocking either one.
Say again.
I'm talking about rocking either one. Either rocking a horseshoe like I got, or missing teeth like you, rotten teeth.
No, but mine's going to get fixed. You're still going to have that horseshoe.
I mean, if I was rich, I'd get mine fixed.
There's a lot. Trust me, I'm not the only guy in the dental chair. There's a lot of donks in there. You're just lucky. You're lucky.
Mm. I mean, I brushed my teeth. You didn't.
No.
You were gross. You were disgusting.
No,
you had bad habits.
As you brush your teeth, I think I just overwhelmed it with sugar.
Bad. Yeah. Maybe genetics?
Genetics is definitely a factor. He minimizes it. It's definitely a factor. Although my brothers, they don't have as many issues.
Did your dad have really bad teeth?
My dad's teeth were bad.
Oh, they were really
bad.
He
had a ton of like crowns and stuff. My mom, too. Her teeth are terrible.
Right.
That's what it is.
Oh, boy. Well, you got to get it taken care of. I mean,
ASAP. I'm going to get mine taken care of. I'm going to look silly, and he's still going to have a horseshoe. So. It is what it is.
But anyway.
You're taking shots. I'm going to fight back.
I can always wear a hat. You better put a mask on your face.
I'm going to get an implant. I'm going to get a bridge.
Somebody get you'd be some trimmer's panties to put over his mouth.
I'm going to look silly, and you're still going to have that horseshoe. You have to wear a hat the rest of your life.
Going to look silly.
Yeah.
It's fine.
All right. So anyway, getting back to the original point, come out to the holiday show Friday at MGM.
Yeah, we will.
It's
going to
be a bunch of shenanigans.
We will have fun.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to be, I'm just glad I don't have to get up at 4 that day. I can get up at 5:40.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, you know how much of a huge difference that is between 4 a.m. and 5:40? That's a huge difference.
Especially when you're out late.
Yeah, I don't know how late I'm going to be out.
All right, we got two big ones coming up next, all right? We got Spencer Carberry. He's going to be bitter.
He's not going to be happy. They blew a two-goal lead last night in Chicago. And Chicago, by the way, is bad.
But they're still sitting pretty. And then we have Mayor Bowser scheduled to come on. Last time she blew us off. So is she locked in for sure at 9:45? I know she's...
So far, so good.
She's supposed to come on at 9:45 and crow
what
about...
What is she talking about?
About the stadium site.
The RFK deal. Look at,
like it's pretty much...
Looks like the federal government's not going to have control of the land. It's going to belong to the city.
Apparently, they're now leaders...
She's going to have to explain a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, they're leaders now, according to Rick Snyder. They're leaders in the clubhouse to actually pull this off.
Yeah, Rick Snyder, we had him on earlier, and he gave an 80% chance that it's going to land in RFK.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
That's a big turnaround.
I mean, it's one person's opinion.
That's a big change.
We'll see. Yep. But when we come back, we will talk hockey with our boy, Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps. Stay with us.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.